What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host and producer and driver and friend and brother.
What's up?
Producer Chris. So, we had a great weekend last weekend.
It was good.
Should we talk about how awesome the Joey Diaz show was and make these people jealous?
I would like to. Unfortunately, that would all be a lie.
Some bitch.
Yeah.
So
he got stuck in trying to get out of New Orleans. Flight got was delayed, then got canceled. Wasn't going to be arriving in Atlanta until 10 p.m. Show was scheduled for 7. So they canceled.
So needless to say, we didn't get to see Joey Coco Diaz.
No, we did not. We got to stand in the line to see Joey Coco Diaz for a bit.
It was funny because the first guy came up. Yeah, show's canceled, guys. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. And we're like, man, get out of here. Yeah. Fuck on.
Yeah, thanks, random guy.
Yeah, the fuck out of here with that nonsense. And then all of a sudden, somebody that worked for the club comes out.
Show's canceled.
Fuck out of here. Call Ticketmaster if you want a refund.
Yeah, I know. I told Dad, I was like, man, so just keep your eyes. I've been checking the Twitter, and there's nothing yet about saying whether or not they're going to reschedule the date. So I told him, I was like, give it 2 weeks. If they don't reschedule, I said, just get your money back. You know, refund, because that's 4 tickets. So I'm in.
Oh, that's right.
Spike was there. It was Spike. Me, you, Spike, and Dad.
It was a guy's night out. We went and had some Mexican.
Zamas. Is good.
Yeah. And then we left.
Well, we went home. Then we drove the Tesla back up to Zama's to go get Flan.
Yeah.
And then came back and we watched the fights.
That was good.
Yeah.
Although your dad was passing out.
Yeah, he was
past his bedtime for sure.
It was past his bedtime. I don't think he got his nap for the day. So that's a no-go right there.
He was a go all day.
He was, man.
From the moment we got up to the, to the time that he sat down and started watching the fights.
And then you look over every now and then, he see him twitch and snore and be like, yeah, he's out.
We went to a knife show too. That was pretty dope.
Yes, we did. We got to go to the Blade show there in Atlanta.
A lot of ninjas.
Lots of ninjas. Yeah.
Those guys with the backpacks carrying those big swords. I'm like, man, these are the guys that I'm scared of.
For sure. And then we come to find out that we didn't even think about it. We missed seeing
Ed Calderon.
Yeah, Ed Calderon.
God damn it. He was on Rogan not that long ago.
I know. That's all right. I mean, we've already got plans. Because there again, we didn't know that the fucking Blade show was even there.
Yeah.
Until Dad literally said something at 11?
Yeah.
Like, we're getting ready to go to brunch.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, bro. That was a little late for me. We didn't eat till lunch. Bro.
Yeah, you got to remember. I mean, Mom and Dad, they do the intermittent fasting thing.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I mean, we do the intermittent fasting thing too. We just do it for a lot less hours.
No.
We're sleeping.
We do it longer because if you look at it, we stop eating, let's say, around 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know, that's 12 hours the next day.
Yeah, so we do our 12.
So.
But me and Walla were both heads hurt.
Yeah,
we're
I had a headache.
And, we had shit to eat in the fridge. We should have just snacked on something when we got up.
I know, man. I thought we were going around 9:30 or 10.
Yeah, that's my fault. I should have told you. I should have known the schedule, and it just didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
Because that's Mom. Mom, she eats normally after 11. And I'm like, when it's us and the kids and all like that, it's fine because we're already making the kids breakfast. So I'm already in there doing stuff. So I'm like, I'm just going to make myself something and be done.
Yeah.
But.
Although breakfast was really good.
Yeah. Paces and Vines is a good little, that's their spot. I mean, that's Mom and Dad's spot.
I feel like I should have gotten what you got. Your shit looks so much better than mine.
Oh, the brisket and the, with the grits. And with the side of the sausage.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I was like, I'm a little jealous, but I'm just going to enjoy my breakfast.
Yeah. What did you order?
The Egg Benedicts.
Oh, yeah. Those did look good, though.
All right.
I mean, but no.
I ain't complaining about it.
That brisket, bro.
I'm sure. After I order, I'm like, and I heard you order, I'm like, fuck.
Well, either that, bitch. That's normally my go-to there is either the chilaquiles or the brisket.
I thought that was something that was made up.
What, chilaquiles?
Yeah, I thought that was some funny word that
like some white people shit.
Yeah,
no.
Can I have some chilaquiles? Yeah. I'm like, what?
No.
That can't be a real word.
It's legit shit.
I guess it is on the menu. So yeah,
chilaquiles.
So yeah, big fights this weekend. Well, this past weekend,
UFC 238.
We got to see Shevchenko kill somebody.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she set her up so good,
dude. Four kicks to the body.
Well, you got to remember, because the first round she was only kicking body.
Yeah,
and then the second round when he started, then
body hit.
Yeah, she kicked it like another three times, and then poof.
Yep.
Head.
And what was bad is it could have been a lot worse, because yeah. It was more of a grazing kick. It kind of glanced off her hand and then glanced off the side of her head a little bit.
And it still sounded like somebody hit a baseball.
Oh, it did. It sounded like you hit like hitting a heavy bag.
Yeah.
But imagine if she would have went full blocking of the body and caught it like Ronda Rousey style.
Oh, God.
Straight to the side of the dome. Because even when on that glancing blow, she was down for a good minute on the mat.
Oh, yeah. I thought she was dead.
And you could tell by the way her feet, like she was knocked out. Like her fucking feet were curling in. Her arms were up. I mean, she was
stiff.
Yeah, she was stiff.
Yeah. She was in La La Land.
Yeah. She probably got up and said, what happened? I don't remember.
But I feel bad for her, though.
I did, too.
That was painful to watch. It's one thing to watch a guy get knocked out and be like, hey, well, you know, they know what they're getting into, but.
Well, so does she.
I know this, but it's a little bit harder to watch when it's a woman.
That's sexist.
Call it what the fuck you want. I don't care. Hey, fuck your feelings.
Yeah, fighters get knocked out, man. She's a fighter. It happens.
I understand. But still, it's still hard to watch.
Oh, I mean,
you know,
hell, it's hard to watch some of the guys that, you know, we like, root for.
Oh, yeah.
Get fucking starched.
For sure.
And you're like, oh, damn. It's more like the older I've gotten and everything. I enjoy watching the fights, but then when somebody like legit gets starched, whether I like him or not, I'm still like, ah, damn, that dude's fuck.
Who do you give her next? I mean, that was the number one contender, and she made quick work out of her. I don't think there's anybody at 125 right now that can give her.
Well, I mean, it's really all you do if you're running it right. Then really the only thing you do is you just whoever's the next that wants to step up and say, I'm the number one contender now. Let me have my shot.
Well, Henry Cejudo is wanting to fight for belts, so perhaps he could go for the 125 women's too.
Yeah, but what props would he wear to the weigh-in?
A prosthetic chunch?
Maybe.
Look at my camel toe. My camel toe's prettier than yours.
You know what's crazy? What? Is I know he fought. I don't even remember his fight.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why, but I was trying to think. I legit, when you said his name, I had to legit ask myself if he won or not.
Okay, so basically, first round, Moraes was piecing him up.
Right.
And they go back to the corner, and the coach goes, hey, remember this? This is the same thing that we had when we fought DJ. So you have to get away from either a little bit further back from the kicking range or go in.
That's right. And he went in.
And he went in and they started trading. And
yeah.
Those exchanges were so fast. Oh, my God. And then it looked like Moraes' energy started slowly.
Yeah, that's right. That's
going
right.
Down. And
he started chipping away.
Right. And then all those shots just started landing.
Yeah.
And
okay. Now it comes. But that's what's crazy, though, is like legit off the bat, I just went, I can't remember.
Like, the whole thing with him is his shtick. That's probably why you weren't that interested in it.
Maybe.
If he kept it funky, you know, and actually be himself and not try to over-exaggerate the things that he's doing, you know, like speaking in the third person and all that stuff, then you probably pay more attention to it.
Probably.
I tend to gravitate
more towards the guys who are just a guy, a normal dude. Don't try to put on a show for something you're not.
Yeah,
even though I know that's what they have to do. I know it's all.
I get it. He's trying to get paid.
Yeah, I get it.
He said it himself. You know, he's trying to make that heavyweight money.
Yeah, so I get it. But it's just, I'm not going to blame you for it, but I'm just not going to pay that much attention.
Well, you know, he's getting a lot of flack from other fighters, too, because, you know, a lot of criticism because of the way that he's acting. Everybody's like, he's stick. You know, you should just. you know, be yourself.
Be the dude you were before you beat TJ.
Yeah.
You know, be that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy. I was rooting for that guy.
Yep.
This last time I didn't root. I could have cared. I could have cared less he won. I was just like, I hope it's a good fight.
Yeah. And he was a pretty good fight.
It was a pretty good fight.
Until it, you know.
Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't, a good fight anymore for Moraes.
Yeah.
It was a good fight for Henry.
Yeah.
Because he made the adjustments that he needed to do to go. Because, I mean, he was getting pieced up.
Yeah.
I mean, like that first round, he literally had barely any offense.
Yeah. I don't think he landed double digit shots.
No, I don't think so either. But Marlon was just on him, you know, every time he tried to come in, kick him. And those kicks were taking,
taking
effect on him.
Yeah.
But, you know, second round, he made his adjustments, came back in, and that's all she wrote.
Done deal.
So how do you like him now? He's not champ, he's triple C.
I get the Olympic medal, but that's not a champ in the UFC. Well, sorry.
Technically, you know, he is a triple champion.
He is.
Not of the UFC, yes. But he is a triple champion. Triple C's.
I just don't know if I'd come strolling out there with my Olympic medal.
Wait, did you notice that he didn't have like the regular band? He was like a gold chain?
Yeah. Because that's I was like, what the fuck is that?
He looked like a 1980s Cuban from Miami.
Fucking Flavor Flav.
You know, with a big medallion in his chest.
God, I can never get how he wore that shit.
Yeah.
But that was his thing.
And then he called out a bunch of guys.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But did you notice, though? Maybe it's just because there's not really that much. There's not that many memorable fighters right now. But he called out a bunch of guys who are
coming off of losses.
Well, coming off of losses, but they're on the other side of their peak in the career.
Well, Cody's still young.
Cody's had what? 3 losses now?
Yeah.
2 by knockouts?
3.
3 by knockouts?
TJ knocked him out twice.
Twice. Yeah, and then the last one, that's right.
Pedro Munhoz knocked him out too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to stand in the middle of the ring and each going to swing right.
He's the youngest guy that still has some miles left.
But does he? Well,
we have that's the thing. We haven't seen him back since his last knockout. So we really don't know.
I mean,
As far as the young guys,
yeah.
He is the youngest out of Uriah and Dominic Cruz. Dominic Cruz's last fight was Cody Garbrandt, I think, when he lost the belt.
Yeah, because that was the one that Cody put on a show.
Right. So, and that was almost 2 years ago.
But then why in the
last year and a half ago?
Then why in the last 3 fights has he decided to not put on a show and just, you know what, I want to stand and bang?
I don't know, man.
Because he lost to TJ the first time. I'll give you that.
Almost had
him in the first. That was a good fight. There's no qualms about that one. The second one, you went in with the exact same game plan and you did the exact same thing and you lost the exact same way. Okay, so you didn't make adjustments. All right, cool. You go into the third fight the exact same with Pedro fucking Munhoz, way.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go in here and bang.
The thing is that when he gets hit, he gets mad. It's like he doesn't stay calm, cool, and collective.
He's got that, I want to get you back.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude.
Gotta get you back.
It's like, relax. You're going to get him back.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be like.
It's a fight.
Yeah.
You're going to get hit. And you're going to hit the other guy.
You got 3 rounds, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
stretch it out.
He might hit you with 3, but then you catch him with the one that just puts him out.
And he's got that power.
Yeah, he does. That's the thing. It's like, relax, calm down. You know, he should know this. He's a veteran.
Yeah. It's not a fucking sprint.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless you want to make it one, and you've made it one 3 times now. And 3 times now, you've lost that race.
It sucks because he's a good fighter.
He really is.
He loses his cool.
He really is. It's like he takes that one shot to the face and he just sees red.
Yeah.
And it goes in. And what happens is all the other guys that we've seen in the UFC, every now and then that pans out. Every now and then. But more times not, it doesn't pan out. You get mad. You go for your get back. Well, you get popped again and then again. And then you're done.
Yeah.
You know. But my biggest thing for him is, okay, you've had 3 bad knockouts in a row. Take some time. Get your head right. Because your brain is scrambled. There's damage. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing, man, is I don't know, because you don't hear a lot of the guys that started the UFC. I don't think they've quite reached that age yet.
There's somebody that was just recently diagnosed with CTE, and I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. But I mean, you're going to see.
But you obviously know that a lot of these guys are going to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the wars that they've been in. Yeah. And you can already tell.
Yeah.
Like, I know Frank Mir for a fact is going to have some CTE. Chuck Liddell.
Oh, for sure.
You know for a fact he's Tito. Got it.
Shamrock.
Have you seen Tito's head, bro?
Well, I mean, I know.
Tito's head is as wide as his shoulders.
Yeah.
So he may be still okay.
He got a big brain.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of muscle in that brain.
Yeah. He's been working that iron neck a lot.
Yeah, that head is huge. So
let's see who else from the. I mean, Tank Abbott, he's fighting in
Randy
bars.
Couture,
yeah. And see, I don't know, man, because Couture seems like he's still. Mir, you can kind of see maybe a little bit of it sometimes in his interviews.
Yeah.
You pick up on maybe just a bit of a slur here and there.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. But Couture still is sharp and flows and everything else. Granted, his wars were a lot of ground and pound, where he was the pounder. He wasn't getting pounded.
Well,
except Lyota.
Well, also Brock Lesnar hit him with that can of spam
Yeah.
that rocked his brain a little bit, too.
It fucking rocked anybody's brain.
I know Overeem is going to have some.
For sure.
You know?
I think Brock could hit a fucking elephant with that hand and probably it'd stumble an elephant.
Quite possibly.
I do.
He's got the largest hands in the UFC.
Is he got the largest one or the dude Schaub used to train with all the time?
Shane Carwin.
Carwin.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's a toss up.
I thought he was the same. They have to wear like 5X gloves.
It may be because I know Carwin was just a fucking.
One of the two. Definitely, you don't want either one of those two guys jerking you off.
No. But see, now we're just talking about guys that are in the, you know, the people that you know. Think about all the other guys that have been through gym wars for years and years and years that maybe
Lawler, all those guys at the Miletich camp.
Yeah.
All those guys probably going to have it. Jens Palmer. Oh,
Jesus.
Pat Miletich himself.
Yeah. I mean, because now you're seeing a lot of guys, they're mixing it up. Like, you know, a lot of guys aren't sparring like they used to.
I'm glad that Robbie stopped sparring, you know?
Dude, you already know how to fight.
Yeah. That's what a lot of them say. It's like, I already know how to fight. I just need to get myself into, you know, fighting shape,
tune up some things, maybe pick up some different techniques. But I already know how to, you know, incorporate, you know, I know how to throw a punch. I just need to learn how to incorporate different things.
He knows how to throw a punch. He knows how to throw a kick.
Exactly.
You know.
Save your brain for the paydays.
Fuck yeah.
Don't fucking leave your brain.
That's
in the gym.
Exactly why I don't spar anymore.
I don't blame you.
Because I'm saving my brain.
Dude.
I don't know for what, but.
Well, that's why I feel bad.
For something.
I feel bad for some guys because, you know, there's some people that, you know, they legitimately enjoy sparring, I'm sure. But I look at it from the standpoint, okay. This is what you're doing is a hobby. You know, it may be a passion, but it's still a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, okay, like somebody our age. I'm going to go and spar? No, absolutely not. I have a career. I cannot, you know, I have kids. I have things I have to do. I have to think. I can't take a chance on it. My brain's already scrambled from years of playing football, you know?
Yeah. And then you got cut by the Jags and all that shit.
Yeah, no.
That plays with your head.
No. Never made it that far. But, I mean, where I went to school and where I, you know, played for and I practiced, every practice was war. Every practice. Sometimes six times a week, two-a-days. Summer camps, you know, two-a-days. They're wars. There wasn't, you know, I was playing football in those days where, you know, water breaks were for pussies. You just kept pushing and – you know, shit like that. After practice, you ran, you know, 2 miles around the fucking field. You know, I had no shame. I'd fucking strip down in my damn skivvies and run. All the new guys, you know, they're trying to run the 2 miles pads and all like that. All of us guys that had been on the team for a bit, man, as soon as coach said run, shit, pads, helmet, everything started coming off. Fuck that.
I mean, why wouldn't they want to just take a load off?
Because they weren't smart enough. Because the coach never told you could take your pads off. They just said run.
Yeah.
So it took one guy to go, well, he just said run. And started taking his pads off, and he ran. And we watched him, and nobody said anything to him. Well, the next fucking day, all of us starters, they said run. Shit, pads came off. And then we ran. And then, you know, more and more people did it. So it was just, but that was how we practice all the time.
That's how our basketball practice and volleyball practice would start. You know, coach would be like, go run. When you come back, we'll start practice.
Yeah.
And I remember, man, those were like 2-3 miles that we had to run.
Yeah.
You know, you come back, that's when practice. Oh, you guys are warmed up. Cool. You're sweating. Now we start practicing.
So yeah, I played a running back. So like we would do our calisthenics. Then we would go and we had the tire tunnel. You had to hit the tire tunnel 20 times and then you moved on to the next station you were working on. And that's what all of us running backs had to do. And then once you got through with that, then we would start lining up defense against offense and start running plays. The only person that was not getting hammered on those was the quarterback. Everybody else was out for just blood.
Prima donna.
Pretty much, you know, because they're the captain of the team, you know, they're the most integral part, whatever. You know, you could go and put your – I even put my hands – because I played running – I played fullback and middle linebacker, and I put my hands on the quarterback too hard one time, and he stumbled. And my coach made me fucking run laps because he stumbled down. Huh. And I even – when I hit him and I pushed and he started falling, I even grabbed his jersey to try to, you know, keep him up and yeah. try to help him or at least help him down gently. Nope, still got the run. Hit him too hard.
Oh.
He even had the fucking special helmet on and everything, you know, the what was ours? Ours was bright orange.
Did he ride the short bus too?
No. He was a good quarterback. I can't remember his name, but he hated it too because he knew that he got treated differently than the rest of us.
Yeah.
And he didn't like it, but it was just, that's the way it was. That's
hey guys, I'm just one of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing with the kickers and things like that. You know, they get treated a little different.
Well, the kickers in the NFL, though, they get treated like shit.
They do. They do.
It's like, hey, I give you an extra point pretty much all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And 3 points at least 80% of the time.
I've got a freaking 98% right? kicking. Fuck you. I score more than the quarterback. Fuck you. But you still get treated like shit. Yeah, yeah. You get fucked with. I don't know. I mean, that's football.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean... You know, I played football from when I was like 11 to 17, 16, you know.
You had a 6-year career. That's not bad.
Well, I mean, going through, you know, well, I take it back. I played younger because I played Pop Warner and then moved up. I played high school. I played JV. I played JV for one season and then I got moved up from JV to varsity.
Oh, you were that good.
I was pretty good. I was good. I was a big guy and I was fast, you know. And I didn't mind. That's why I was a good fullback because I was stupid. I didn't mind putting my head fucking down and just busting through the A gap. It's fine. I don't give a shit. I know I'm going to get leveled, but I'm going to get 3 yards. So if you need those three, I'm going to get them for you. You know, I was that guy. I put my body out for the team. Let's go. You know, I enjoyed playing defense more than I did offense.
Like, don't touch me, asshole. Don't touch me.
Dude, I was an asshole on defense, and I'll admit.
Well, you're an asshole, period.
I am, but me and another guy, Tilly, I was middle, he was outside, and we were both just assholes. I mean, we would do shit like put school stickers in our belt, and then in the middle of the games, I would take a sticker and stick it in my palm and go ahead and pull the backing off of it and kind of hold it.
Yeah.
And then I would just do a helmet slap and swim and stick the sticker on the side of the helmet. So then you would see guys in the huddle over there. The guys are trying to fucking scrape off, you know, our school sticker off of their helmets, you know. And I'm just like, yeah, I got you. What's up, baby? You know, we didn't care who we hurt. You know, I'd hit you as hard as I could every single time. I didn't care if you were.
You're a bad person.
I played football. That's the way I was coached to play football.
Still, that's a horrible person right there.
Now, granted, when I did hurt people, and I hurt a few people, I did feel bad about it. But the problem is you feel bad about it for a little bit. Our defensive coordinator would literally come over there and grab you by your fucking helmet or your shoulder pads and lift you in the air, screaming at you. You know, get your fucking head right. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay, cool. Back at it.
I have to deal with that in volleyball or basketball. So
I don't think they're those two sports. Now, basketball is not as a like physically aggressive, I feel, but the trash talk is on a different fucking level.
I shut down people, bro.
I mean, because you can trash talk the shit out of someone, get in their fucking head, cross them up, break their ankles, and then just clown them.
That's me.
Yeah.
I talk a lot of trash, but I wasn't a scorer, though. I was a defensive guy. So for our team, for the neighborhood team, I was the scorer. Cause we had my friend who was the center. He was the main scorer. Then me. And then, you know, whoever else. But once we got into the city team, once I got into the city team, there was too many scorers that were way, way better than me. So what was my job? Pick their best guy or their second best guy and shut them down. And I used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it was by basically, you know, playing physical and talking trash.
See, that's when I played basketball, I was a center and I couldn't really, I could shoot okay, but I'm definitely not the shooter, but I could jump pretty good. Yeah. You know, I'm not that tall, but I'm physical.
I'm 5'5".
Yeah.
Well, 5'6".
But I could box you out. I could fucking hammer you in the paint.
I could box out. I could jump, even though I was short, but I was
could elbow you in the fucking ribs when you come down there. And, you know, I can make your life hell under the basket.
Like the thing is with the last team that I played on, which was, God damn it, back in 1990.
You old fuck.
Yeah, I know. That's a long fucking time ago. Every single guy in that team was an athlete. You know, there was, you know, and we all worked hard. There was not, oh, he's not that athletic, but he works hard kind of guy.
Yeah.
No. We were all athletic as fuck. And there were guys that if you leave them alone, you know, they were going to score every single fucking time. There was this guy named Eric Anton Santi, which I went to school with his brother. And this other guy named Jansi. I think that was his nickname. I can't remember his real name. But if you leave those guys alone from beyond the 3-point line, if you give them like a split second, that was it. They were going to make that shot every single fucking time. Either that or they were able to also drive to the hoop and just score. They were really fucking good scorers.
See, I was never that good at. I couldn't dribble great. I couldn't do any of that, so I couldn't drive on.
Then there was this other dude named Abner. He was the starting point guard. I was a backup point guard, I was a backup point guard. So Abner was the starting point guard. He was just as short as me, but he was so quick, and he could score. He could drive, and just leave people in the dust and score. I was brought in when somebody was scoring a little too much, you know, or if we needed to shut somebody down from the beginning and take him out of the game. That was me, baby.
You was like the enforcer?
I technically, yeah. That was me.
See, if they'd had hockey in Puerto Rico, you'd have been your thing.
I would have been the man. Yeah.
You mean I get to hit people and fucking fight?
Oh, my God. I remember this dude, blonde kid from two cities next to ours. He was playing for Mayagüez. So they come in. They're the favorite in the East. You know, nobody. They had a guy on their team that played professional basketball, too.
Mm.
And he was their main scorer. We weren't worried about him. We knew he was going to get his points. Mm-hmm. But the other kid was the one that could have given us problems. So, you know, they bring me in. He's like, you get him. I'm like, oh, that's all they had to say. So I start bumping him a little bit, you know, start pulling on his jersey. Ref doesn't see it because, you know, you got your little tricks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know how you not back in the day, you could check with your hand.
Yeah, you check with your hand and your forearm.
Now it's the forearm. You can't.
And it's barely that.
You can't do this anymore. So when I was checking him with my hand, I was squeezing.
Oh, yeah.
I was squeezing. And every time I did it, I pinched a little bit harder.
Ooh.
Pinch a little bit harder. You know, and then I started talking to him. I'm like, oh, man, you look good. Man, you're pretty. So
pretty thick under this jersey.
So he started to, like, get upset. And in one of the plays, when I squeezed the side of his, you know, whatever, his hip or whatever, he threw an elbow that landed on my chest.
Mm.
And he got called for a technical, and that was it. After that, he was shit. I think he scored, like, 4 points. And after the game, of course, I went and gave him some dab, gave him some love. I'm like, hey, man, you know, it's just a game, you know. I'm just doing what we have. We blew him out of the water, too.
I had a guy, because that's, you know, we played football the same way. Baseball was a lot different. Baseball, we you know, there was a little bit more of a code that you kind of followed. But football was rough. Mm-hmm. And we would, you know, because of the way we played, me and Tilly, whenever we would do the lines after the game, we never took our helmets off. We'd leave our helmets on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you spend fucking 60 minutes fucking with a dude nonstop. You know,
you don't want them to see what you look like.
Well, no, not just no, because in three games we got swung on, like as we were coming through the line, they'd fucking swing at us, and I'd be like, "Go ahead, punch me. I got a fucking helmet on, stupid."
Yeah, that's hit gonna hurt helmet. Your hand.
Yeah, you know, but God, it was so fucking. Looking back on it, I'm like, I don't want my kids to play football like that because we were brutal.
See, well, that's the thing. You're kind of sheltering your kid from how we grew up.
A little bit.
Like, I would definitely want my kid, if I had one, to play like we did, you know?
Yeah. Maybe baseball.
We were ruthless, man.
Maybe baseball.
No, I mean, any sport. You know, nowadays, you get a participation trophy just for signing up.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, Tyler did play soccer for a season. Tegan played she played baseball for three seasons.
I played for years and years before I even got my first trophy.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, our first couple years I played football. I think our second year we won. We got our trophies for that. But then nothing else because, you know, everybody just started getting better, you know. I don't have many football. I don't even know. I don't have any of my football trophies or baseball trophies.
Shit. I'll tell you, I got my first trophy in Aguadilla when I was playing. So I wanted to be the starter. I thought I should have been the starter. And they had this other guy that, you know, he was good. And, you know, he could handle the ball and shoot a little bit, but he couldn't handle the ball like I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that I would run the offense a little bit better. And I got pissed off at the coach and, you know, I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to switch teams. So I ended up switching teams. I went to a different team. And even though I wasn't the starter on that other team, they would play me a lot. So I got my fix, you know, and I ran the offense and whatever. And, you know, we won the championship. That was the only thing that came out of it. But it was like it wasn't like an island-wide tournament. It was like a
area.
Yeah, it was like an area tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, you have teams from this neighborhood, this other neighborhood, and there was like 10 teams or 8 teams, something like that. And that was basically my first trophy. And then we did a carnival, which is kind of like a little tournament too, but they had like whoever had the most three-pointers or free throws. And whatever, that was the second time that I won anything because I came in third.
Oh, so almost like a skills
competition. Yeah, like a skills competition. So I came in third in three-pointers and third in fucking free throws.
I think I got a trophy once in school because of our PE coach was I think he played like minor basketball. Yeah. He was fun because he would let us play basketball in the gym. And then if somebody started to get cocky, I mean, granted, we're all kids. But he would come in and he'd play basketball with you. And he would do like throw the ball against the roof and make it into the goal, you know, just kind of trick shot the fuck out of you and make you look dumb, you know, globetrotter type shit, you know, because all he did is stay in the gym all the time, goofing around doing shit like that. But we had free throw competitions. And so for like that 9 weeks, whoever got the most three throws. So I sat there, I think I hit 24 in a row free throws.
Nice.
And I was the top.
You challenged me the other day, but it was raining.
It was raining. So you got lucky.
Oh, I got lucky?
Yeah, you got lucky.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, you got lucky.
I'll tell you what. We're going to take that camera next time.
That's fine. Because, I mean, those baskets, we can lower them down for you a little bit.
We're going to keep them at 10 feet high.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's no need for us to bring them down for anything.
Well, I mean, I'm a little taller than you, so I just want to
know. No.
Okay.
No. We're going to keep them at 10 feet high,
okay,
which is regulation.
Okay.
And we're going to see what's up.
All right. I'm game for that.
That's right. You want to put some skin on it?
Sure.
I still owe you $5, God damn it. but that 1990 team that I played on, man, that was the best team. You know, I every year I post a picture that we took with the city mayor who happens to be in jail.
Unrelated.
Shout out to Papin Ortiz. I don't know if he's on, you know, out on, you know.
How much do you keep up with goes on the island?
I try to keep up with it somehow on Facebook, but
That's still not the same as like being there.
No, I'm pretty busy, man. I don't.
And I know we talked about like on the way going up, like, you know, you ain't going back. You want to, but I mean, it's just not. What's down there? Like, what job wise is down there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because that was the problem, like,
I'm sure that there's plenty of jobs, you know. My friends are working.
Yeah.
You know, so there is jobs. I just don't know what I would do because I don't think the mortgage industry down there is like it is here.
Yeah. And no, because you probably don't have, I mean.
And that's what I've been doing since I was fucking 18.
Yeah.
Working in the mortgage
industry. You know, here, you know, there's still plenty of land that, you know, there's more land than there's houses. So, I mean, there's always mortgages going. There's always neighborhoods getting built. There's always
well, that flow. Well, it's like that everywhere, though.
Is it like that there, though?
I'm sure it is. It has to be, you know. Because, you know, you used to see, like, places where, you know, the houses, they all look similar. And now you see, you know, the updated looking houses.
Yeah. You know? And that's real contentious with a lot of people. Because I know that's going on in, like, one of the neighborhoods me and Amanda, we kind of want to go to. It's weird because all the houses, they're old houses. They're, you know, 50, 60, you know, from the 50s or 60s.
Right.
So they all have that style.
Yeah.
And then every now and then you'll come across one where they've done a demo and they've built a new house.
Right.
And just you'll be like, oh, that's nice. That's not. Ooh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's completely different looking. And a lot of people are fighting that. You know, like down in Riverside, you can't do shit to your house down in Riverside without RAF. You have to get there, you know, I think it's Riverside, but, Historic or whatever.
But that's the thing. You can't do anything on the outside, but you can gut that house.
Yes, you can gut it.
And completely make it new and up to date.
Yeah, but the outside has to be certain colors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certain because styles.
It's a historic area.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to do anything down there.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't. I don't want to say that I don't like the area because I like going down there to eat because they got great restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as going down there to live, that's just not my jam.
There's a few spots that me and Amanda have looked at, that little gems that you find. Like there was one that was actually 2 blocks away from Black Hive. I mean, like legit 2 blocks away. Really liked the house. It wasn't on a big piece of property, but it was a good sized house. And the garage they had converted to a rental.
Oh, okay.
The only reason why we didn't pull the trigger on it was because I didn't want to rent out the rental. I wanted that area for us.
Yeah.
You know, so I could have my own spot outside of the house, you know.
Leave me alone.
You don't get to design shit in here. There's no input. You know, this is my spot. Go away.
So Amanda and your mom wouldn't be able to do anything in there.
At least that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I don't know how long that would last. Because mom will
probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Because her and mom get together and I'll be like, no, we're not doing that. And then we wind up doing it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those where
it's two against one.
It is.
And your dad's not going to get involved.
Oh, hell no. Dad's going, fuck you. Don't drag me into this fight. Because he knows he's going to do something stupid all on his own and get in his own trouble. So he's like, I got to save my points for myself, son.
Yeah. But anywho.
Cowboy fight.
Well, that was the real main event.
That was the real main event.
That was the people's main event.
Fucking heartbreaker for me.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we were talking about how Zach didn't give him any a chance.
Yeah.
To win or anything. Here's the thing. He did have a chance to win.
He did.
It's just his chance was in the first round when he was tagging him with a few shots. And even those shots were not really hard.
No.
To me... they did stop the fight in a second because Tony was pissing him up.
He was pissing him up. I think it would have continued probably. But there again, it's one of those things.
Where but to me, that round was at least a 10-8 round.
I don't know if I'd go full 10-8.
Did you see his face?
I did see his face. Okay. But Tony's notorious for that. I mean, he fucking brutalizes people's faces. He does. I mean, we've seen the meme. We've seen the pictures. The last fucking, what was it, 10 people that have fought him? They look like Splatterhouse. I mean, it's horrible looking.
Well, it's funny because Tony's been in the UFC since 2011.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's gone 15-1 since that time. So just to name a few people, Najim Ramsey, who was a winner of the Ultimate Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He beat him. Aaron Riley. Eves Edwards. That's a legend right there.
Yeah.
That's an OG from the early days.
Yeah.
He lost to Michael Johnson, which was his last loss, and that was in 2012.
Okay.
After that, Mike Rio, which, you know, pretty big name in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Not very well known in, you know, statewide, maybe.
Yeah.
Then he beat, I'm going to try to pronounce it. It's Kazunori Kikuno.
Okay.
Don't know him. Still. Pieced him up.
Still a fight.
KO. Then he beat Danny Castillo, who's a coach now in Alpha Male. Mm-hmm. He was part of Team Alpha Male. Split decision. He stopped Abel Trujillo's train because Trujillo was on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
He got him in a rear naked choke and stopped that train. Gleison Tebow.
Okay.
That's OG too. He's mm-hmm. been in the UFC forever. Got him in a rear naked choke. Josh Thompson. Another legend, another yep. OG,
yep.
you know, from the Bay Area. That was a unanimous decision. Edson Barboza,
okay.
who's a murderer.
Yes.
He's a killer. Got him in the Bravo choke, which is that Darce choke.
Mm-hmm.
Then Lando Venata. He's okay. I've heard of him. I've seen him fight, and he's pretty fucking good.
Okay.
Bravo choke, too, which is that Darce choke. Then his next opponent, or victim, should I say, Rafael Dos Anjos.
Oof.
Unanimous. Kevin Lee, triangle choke. Anthony Pettis, corner stoppage. And Cowboy, doctor stoppage. And they're talking about he's not getting the next title shot. How do you justify that?
Yeah, because
how do you tell people he is not worthy?
Well, it has nothing to do with worthy. For us, it does. It's not right. But is he a pay-per-view bringer?
I'm going to buy it. I don't give a fuck if nobody else is going to buy it.
I understand you are, but you're also you're more of a fight connoisseur. You understand a good fight. You understand good matchups. You appreciate fights, you know, things like that. Is, you know, Chad with his monster energy and all like that, is he going to buy a pay-per-view for Tony Ferguson?
I don't know.
See, that's just it. Until Monster Energy Affliction wearing Chad's gonna go, man, I gotta watch that Tony fight. He's not a pay per view bringer, and that's all it is nowadays.
They're making a free fight. Everybody gets to see it.
Nah, they ain't gonna do that. They pay too much money for UFC. They're trying to squeeze everything they can as quick as they can.
Well, then what's gonna happen is you're gonna make these bullshit, keep making these bullshit mashups, and then your core audience is gonna start filtering out to.
Well, they already are.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of them are illegally streaming now because they're like, why the fuck am I going to pay for this bullshit?
Well, between that, and there's just too many, you know, fucking UFC. I miss the days when there was one, maybe one pay-per-view every month or every 2 months, because then you really looked forward to it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there's at least one a month. Sometimes there's two a month on top of.
Here's the thing. There's still 12 pay-per-views. But then you have every week you have either a fight night
yeah.
or some other show.
Yeah.
You know, it's like either on ESPN Plus or fucking UFC Fight Pass, whatever.
Yeah. And I think the UFC.
So they're supposed to have 250 shows this year. 250 shows.
That's too many. I mean, I know they've got a huge stable of fighters. What, like something like 400 fighters? Or something. I mean, I know you got a huge stable of people, so you got to keep them all busy.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, your products, you're watered it down.
Yeah, he did. They did.
I mean, it really is. You've watered it down, and there's too much. I can watch Bellator. I can watch one. I can, you know, I mean, there's just too much out there for a fight fan to watch. So they're only going to put, they don't care about rankings. They don't care about who deserves this. They care about who's going to give us the biggest bang on this pay-per-view. You know, who's going to make the biggest splash with the title?
I mean, I think at this point, Tony has done so much.
He does. He deserves it more than anybody.
Even if you're just like a casual fan, you should probably know who Tony Ferguson at this point is.
You should.
You know, and to me, that's the fight to make. It's like you've tried to make this fight a couple of times. It hasn't happened with Khabib. Granted, Khabib's got Dustin Poirier in front of him. So, fuck, I don't care who it is, whether it's Poirier or whether it's Khabib. Tony should have the next shot.
I agree.
You got a call?
No. Amanda was just texting me. She's leaving.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, so she was just wanting to, y'all figure out what do you want to do for dinner? So I don't give a fuck. Don't care.
Going back to Tony, I think it's an injustice that he's not going to get the next title shot.
I agree.
I mean, they're talking about the winner's probably is going to get Connor.
So at what point do you, as a fighter, do you keep letting him do this to you?
Well, he's under contract. What choice does he have? Sit out? Not get paid?
That's true. Good point.
I mean, once his contract runs out, you know, at that point, he's a free agent. He could probably go make so much bank in one championship or even Bellator, because Bellator's throwing money at him.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that part of money goes a long way.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's just it. That's what I mean. Like, so you grin and bear it. You finish out your contract and then what? Dip?
So I would.
I agree. I would too. But so then the UFC loses another one of their really good fighters.
Well, that's the UFC's problem.
It is the UFC's problem. I think it's a good problem to have for the fighters.
Yeah. Well, at that point, if I'm Tony, I'm like, okay, I can get my title shot. I'm going to go see if I can get a title shot over here. Not only that, possibly make 3-4 times more than I was making in the UFC, because he's only making like $100,000 a fight.
Honestly, I wish there was a way they could get away from being contracted by promotions and just fight. You want to fight in UFC? Here's the fight UFC's offered me. Here's the fight Bellator's offering me. Here's the fight One's offering me.
Well, Bellator and Rising do that. They do the cross promotion shit. And I'm all up for that.
Yeah.
I think if they did that, it would open it up to so much many more matchups.
It's
going to
open you up. You're going to get matchups that you've all, you know, I mean, look at the years that everybody wanted to see Fedor in the UFC and just prayed and hoped.
Wasted years.
Wasted.
Yeah.
You know, and then whenever they finally did get him to fight over here not in the UFC, I think it was
Strikeforce.
It was Strikeforce.
And then Bellator.
He was at the end. He was already over his, you know, 10-year prime. He still won, but I mean,
When he came to Strikeforce, he lost.
Yeah, that's right. He lost at Strikeforce. He did win in Bellator, though.
He lost to fucking, what's his name? Verdum.
But I mean, you could have had a prime Fedor against pick any of, you know, who was prime UFC during that time? What, Couture?
Couture wanted to fight.
Yeah.
But Couture was also a little bit older.
Still, would you not? Don't tell me if their pay-per-view for Christmas is Fedor Couture.
Well, 10 years ago, fuck yeah.
Exactly. 10 years ago, fuck yeah, because it was in their prime. You would have been like, sorry, kids, you ain't getting shit. We're watching Fedor fight.
Today, be like, what? Is this an after school special or something?
I'll catch this shit on YouTube tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Right. Or I'll watch somebody's Instagram. Live stream,
yeah. No, yeah, definitely not. I'm just disappointed, I guess.
I mean, I can understand that, and I agree, because, you know, it's not fair. It's not. The guys that put in the work don't seem to really get ahead like it should be.
You got to talk shit and make it, you know.
You got to put on a show.
Yeah.
It's becoming WWE of mixed martial arts. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It is. And it used to not be.
No, man. It's annoying.
A little bit is. I mean,
because that's what Cejudo's doing.
It is.
He knows that he's got to talk shit.
Look at Colby. Colby Covington. Yeah. He has to do the same shit. Look at Mike Perry. Mike Perry has to do the same shit. He had to do it for the Cowboy fight.
Well, I don't know, man. I think Mike Perry's Mike Perry. Well, I don't think he's putting too much of a show.
True. But, you know, it's just like all these guys are got to do
this. You know,
these
that's
sticks.
A Florida guy right there.
Yeah, I know he is. I know.
We should try to get him.
I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, he was going against Cowboys, so I couldn't root for him. I mean, I'm sorry. I was, you know, Cowboy ride or die. And I'm still Cowboy ride or die.
Yeah.
You know, Cowboy to me is just too good of a guy. I don't care. Same thing with like Chris Leben. I know Chris Leben's had a ton of fucking personal issues. He's had battled addictions.
Yeah.
He's battled. But Chris Leben, every single fight, before the fight, it was Chris Leben. After the fight, it was just Chris Leben. And he put it out there in the ring every fucking time.
Man, the worst beating I saw that dude took was Anderson Silva. Silva's debut.
Jesus.
Anderson Silva landed every single strike he threw.
Everything. I think Anderson started feeling bad hitting him.
That was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was. But he was, you know, he's one
that
of those.
Was like 2008, bro.
Well, you know, and there, like I was saying, you know, with there was a photo shared. I can't remember who shared it, but it was Cowboy and Ferguson were literally in the locker room together cutting weight. You know, they're not hanging out and talking and bullshit. They're, because, you know, weight cuts are fucking brutal. They suck. But they're literally sitting in the same room going through the same bullshit. There's no animosity. There's no, there was no trash talking.
They know they got to fight. Why? What the fuck's the point?
Yeah. We're not putting on, you know, we're not going to do this. Even on the weigh-ins, they came up very respectful. They shook hands.
Yeah.
Did their stare down, shook hands again, and they stepped off. We're already fighting. There's no reason to put on a show.
I will admit, every once in a while, somebody talking trash is funny and amusing.
It can be.
But when you do it all the time, it's like, all right. All right, that's enough.
Like,
that's,
you know, cool. The next Ben Askren fight is just going to be fucking boom roasted 24/7.
It's funny because I haven't seen anything from him in a while.
No, I hadn't either. He hadn't posted anything. I know he lost his wrestling match that he had against that one cat.
Jordan Burroughs.
Yeah.
But Jordan Burroughs is like the top wrestler in the U.S.
Yeah.
Of course,
you know. But there again, after I didn't watch the match, but I saw the after fight presser that they were, and Jordan Burroughs was just, you know, thank you for, you know, coming and doing this. You brought a lot of eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just nothing but respect. They're literally, I mean, they went out there and, you know.
Well, there was never any animosity between them because it's two wrestling guys.
Yeah, it's two wrestling guys. We're going to go out here and put on our best against each other. Whoever wins. And, you know, and that's what I kind of miss about a lot of the fights. I miss the days when it was just, I'm coming out in the best condition. You're coming in. You're going to bring your best game. I'm going to bring my best game. Let's go and see who wins. And then after the fight, you know, we shake hands. I don't hate you. I don't wish any ill will. I'm not jumping out of the fucking cage because, you know, Dylan Danis is over there. Fuck you with my plastic belts.
Dylan Danis is fighting this weekend.
Oh, my God. I know. I saw his picture of his participation trophies he already had on his shoulders. I love the meme. It's great.
I saw it and I'm like, oh, I know Chris is going to love this.
Dude, Jesus Christ.
It was great.
And you know what sucks is I don't know him. I don't know him.
No, he's probably a great guy.
He could be a very great guy. But I swear it's the persona that you put out to the rest of the world that, granted, it gets people's eyes on you. It gets people's talking about you. And you really have to do that in the jiu-jitsu world, especially behind Ryan.
Oh.
Because
everybody's behind Ryan.
Everybody's in his shadow. So you have to do stuff to kind of get a little light to shine on you. So I get it. But I hate it because, there again, he could be the coolest fucking guy in the world. He could be the nicest dude in the world.
And what I hear from other people is that Ryan is really like really cool, really nice.
Yeah.
You know, he does this thing online just to fuck with people.
Yeah. And I get it. But there again, though, Ryan, I don't feel Ryan puts out the same kind of asshole-ish vibe.
Yeah, that's true. That's
as
true.
Dylan does.
Yeah.
Ryan does his shots. He'll take a shot at you, but it's funny because all of his, I mean, most of all his are hits.
Haters. Haters just trying to troll him, but he trolls them back.
He trolls them back and he fucking blows their minds. You know, I mean, we had one of our friends, you know, try to talk some shit and it came back and blew up on him. And it was the funniest fucking thing in the world. It was literally the best day. When I read that, I was like, I literally was showing people that have absolutely zero fucking interest in anything jiu-jitsu related. And I'm like, you don't understand. This is fucking good.
I know.
This is comical.
I know. It was funny. What's his name? Even Yelbo shared that shit on Instagram. God. He's like, wait for it. Wait for it. Well, fuck you too.
And I mean, you know, there again, the guy who talked shit, he handled it properly. He just was like, damn. You know, I mean,
got me.
I mean, that's all you can do.
What is he going to say?
There's nothing.
I'm going to go up to New York and kick your ass.
No, you're not.
No.
No. Ooh, I did see, because we're going to have to wrap up, but I did see something I wanted to see. Did you see who's getting ready to make their combat jiu-jitsu debut?
It's somebody from the UFC.
Diego.
Diego,
I don't care if he's a white belt in fucking jiu-jitsu.
Dude, he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
In combat jiu-jitsu, it's not gonna matter. Oh my God, that's what I'm gonna watch for sure.
Is Amanda almost home?
No, not yet. But I mean, okay. I know you got to do editing. But I can't wait to see Diego do combat jujitsu. I am like, when I saw that he was doing combat jujitsu, I was like, ooh, I'm excited for this. I don't know who he's fucking going against. I feel bad for him. You know, sorry for your luck. Because that motherfucker will slap shit out you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now, if they go, he's going up against Gordon, I'm going to go, oh, shit.
I'm so sorry for you.
Even though Gordon's two of Diego's.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that wouldn't happen. But still, yeah. You've got a UFC fighter.
Gordon's yoked.
Yeah, dude. Gordon's got abs for abs, and then those abs have abs. Oh, man. It's like, I didn't even know you had that many muscle groups in your fucking core.
Uh-oh.
That's a spam call.
Okay. Can we turn the ringer off?
I should have.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, literally this week.
You fucking rookie.
This week has been nothing but Mondays every fucking day. Today was a fucking Monday. I've had nothing but literally almost every fucking morning when I come up here into this office, there's a steaming pile of shit waiting for me in my inbox. Like a Monday. 5 days of Mondays. I'm over it. Between that and the fucking rain, I'm tired of it. Most of the time, I don't have an issue with rain. I enjoy rain. It's good. We need it. But this week, every fucking time I've wanted to try to do something or needed to do something, it rains. And then I stop, and then it stops. And I go, okay, cool. I'll just go out here and go take care of it now. No, guess what? We're going to fucking rain again now. Yeah, I'm a little pissed with the rain.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
I don't know what weight division he's going to be fighting at.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it would be welterweights.
Doesn't matter.
I think that's the next one, right?
I'm watching it. Don't care.
So you know what that means, though.
What?
He's probably going to have to go against Boogie.
Okay, cool. Have fun on that ride. Both of them. I mean, that's too good. That's too good. That's a matchup. I don't know, dude. Boogie is so much longer.
I know.
Than Diego.
If he gets him in his rubber guard, he's sober.
It is. But just imagine the slaps that. Okay, so say he gets him in his rubber guard. And
have you seen Boogie's hands?
I know.
Like his fingers are long, I too. I know. Those things could probably wrap around his face.
It probably will. Probably slap him on. He'd be able to slap him on each side of his face once. Because it'll wrap around the back of his head and slap him on the other side. Oh, I don't care. Man. I'm excited. I want to see Diego do combat jiu-jitsu. I think
it might be 170. So, I don't know. He might be fucked.
It could be. Either way, I feel like either way, it's going, whoever it is, it'll be a good match.
Did you see this past week, fucking Justin Bieber called out Tom Cruise for a fight?
Worst fucking mistake you could ever make in your life, Bieber.
Did you know that Tom Cruise was an All-State wrestler in New Jersey?
I learned that this week. I did not know that from the beginning, but then when people were like, hey, Bieber, check out some of these picks, bro. You know, here's Cruise flattening motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. You can't even, what's the meme? You know, he was an All-State wrestler. You don't know how to eat a fucking burrito. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that shit, Justin.
It's like, dude, do you not have enough attention from your lady? Or
so I want to go get my ass beat.
So you want to get your ass beat by a 56-year-old man?
Yeah, I want to go fight somebody's dad. Because
let's be real, you know, all these cats, you know, even the lowest of the lowest wrestlers, they can still pretty much whip anybody's ass.
Oh, for sure.
You know, even at age fucking 50, 60, whatever.
Yeah.
When I went to Naga, I had a match with a fuck. This guy had to be at least 50 years old, but he was a wrestler.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
Strong as fuck.
Yeah, that's one of those things that just gets ingrained into your bones.
He had no offense.
No, but he stuffed everything you wanted to do.
But he took me down and held me down to the point that I couldn't get my game off.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I was like. And you know, the guy that was in my corner is like, he's just trying to hold you down. No shit. He's like, trying to get out of there. I'm like, I'm trying, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. I'm just letting this guy lay here on me. Thanks for being that guy that watches the fights go, I would just stand up.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He just gut loved me for 4 minutes. I'm like, fuck.
Hey, man, that's
his name. I had a shot at getting under him, and I almost did. You know, I went to... I had a butterfly hook in, and the guy that was coaching the wrestler, he said, all those 10 planet guys, all they're trying to do is get you off balance and try to go for your legs. And I'm like, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He just told him exactly what I was going to try to do.
Yep. And then what did he do? He fucking hip thrusted the shit out of you.
Pretty much.
Yep. smash that shit. But yeah, get back down there.
He smashed it.
Mm-hmm.
Flattened me out. And I'm like, motherfucker. But anyway, good on him.
50-year-old guy in a singlet. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck?
And a singlet. But yeah, he was like assless chaps in the back. But anyway, I guess we're going to wrap it up because I got to edit and you are about to leave.
Yep.
And do we have anything else that we want to add? Any shout outs?
No. Sportszilla, as always, you know.
Yes. Want to shout out Sportszilla, guys.
Congratulations to Drake for winning the NBA championships. Way to go, guys.
The curse is broken.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about Klay Thompson?
Mm-mm.
Torn ACL.
Did you see
Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Fucking Achilles.
Was it his Achilles or it was his Achilles? I thought it was just his calf.
No, his Achilles.
Ooh.
That shit snapped.
Yeah, it said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So they lost Kevin Durant in one game, and then last night they lost Klay Thompson.
Mm.
And Klay Thompson had 30 points, bro.
Mm.
30 points. And he was like the only one that was doing pretty much anything. It's like they should have put out an APB out on Stephen Curry.
Mm. And you know the sad thing is I didn't watch a single one of those games.
I watched one, the final one.
I didn't watch
it. I'm like, you know what? I always watch the finals, at least a couple of games. I'm going to watch tonight's game, and it was the one that Toronto won.
Yeah. I've watched more baseball, and I'll probably watch the World Series. But for some reason, I didn't see anything about the NBA Finals.
That dude, Van Bleed, was on fire. Fucking Larry was on fire. I mean, Leonard didn't do a whole lot, but, you know, enough. I think he had like 22 or 25 points, something like that.
Did you see the picture from Dad at the stadium?
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful, ain't it? That stadium's nice.
I was like, yeah, that's nice.
We got to go there one day. We got to go watch a game.
Guys, thank you very much for your support. We appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.